Blog Talk Radio.
Maybe the street.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is Jeannie. Just about the time the program started, it gave me a notice that it had dropped off the air, so I tried to call back in with my phone. It's showing that I'm connected, but I'm not sure if I'm connected through my phone or I'm connected through my computer. Anyhow, strange thing tonight. I could tell that I had a weak signal. We kind of live just on the edge of the signal, and I can tell by the way my computer logged on that my signal was really weak tonight. This stuff in the atmosphere, I guess. Let me click here.
Hello?
Sylvia, are you hearing me, sweetie?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just assuming. I still don't know whether I'm connected through the computer or through the phone. I think the phone is. I'm not sure about the computer. So I was just double checking. I didn't want to go further until I knew what was going on. I'm sorry?
Do I need to press 1 again? Because the last time I was taken out. So do I need to get back in?
No. It's showing your hand up.
Okay.
Yeah, as far as I can tell, everybody that had their hand up still has their hand up. It didn't drop any of the calls that I can tell. So anyhow, that's computers for you. So anyhow, thank the Lord. They're good. They help us a whole lot, but they have their complications. And, you know, we just move on regardless. It is okay. Anyhow, I want to thank each and every one for being here tonight, and I just thank you for taking your time to be with me. And our time is valuable, and I certainly do treasure it when you guys take your time that's valuable and spend it with me tonight. So thank you. I wanted to talk a little bit tonight. My heart's been a little heavy today, and I think some of it is maybe I've watched the news too much and just listening to things on Facebook and you know, the word says that where there is strife, there is every evil work. You know, we're seeing that. We're seeing that firsthand in our nation right now. And I know that, you know, as children of God, we too are called to stand up for what we believe it's right. But I think that we're seeing we're seeing undue strife and discord even within the body of Christ right now. And, you know, I went to the Word this afternoon, you know, just looking for something that, just some answers in some of it. You know, I do know from my own heart that when I pull aside with the Lord and I just spend time with the Lord, that the peace of God does rule my heart then, and he does for you too, that when there are so many things going on in this world and there are so many questions and there's a lot of side taking and a lot of name calling and a lot of discord and people trying to figure out what's right and what action should I take, if any, you know, how do I move forward in this and still be a witness for Christ and still love, you know, love my neighbor as myself. And it really takes the wisdom of God. You know, there is a lot of evil in the earth, and we are seeing a boldness of evil, a boldness of things that have come forth that, you know, really, you know, we are in the end times, we are in the last days. And the Word says that darkness would wax greater and greater. It said, you know, in the midst of darkness, when darkness is the greatest, that's when the light of God shines the brightest. And God's grace overcomes. But let me go here. I actually had it on my phone, but since I'm talking on my phone, I'm not sure. I don't want to mess something up here and then I'm losing my connection again. In Romans 15, it says, we who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Each of us should please his neighbor for his good, to build him up. For even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the insults of those who insult you have fallen on me. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance and the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you a spirit of unity among yourselves as you follow Christ Jesus, so that with one heart and mouth you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Accept one another then, just as Christ accepted you, in order to bring praise to God. For I tell you that Christ has become a servant of the Jews and on behalf of God's truth to confirm the promises made to the patriarchs, so that the Gentiles may glorify God for his mercy. For it is written, therefore I will praise you among the Gentiles. I will sing hymns to your name. Again, it says, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and sing praises to him, all you peoples. Then again, Isaiah says, the root of Jesse will spring up, one who will arise to rule over the nations. The Gentiles will hope in him. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, when the Lord, when the word's talking there about pleasing your neighbor, you know, I think that's just another way of saying loving your, love thy neighbor as you love yourself. That, you know, we prefer others above ourselves. That we show the love of God and consideration and hospitality. Concern, genuine concern. The word says to weep with those who weep and rejoice with those that rejoice. You know, so that we're not always thinking just about our own things and ourself and what we've got going on in life. That we do take the time and make the time to be concerned with others, to pray with others, to encourage others and lift others up. You know, but I love the part where it, you know, it just talks about being patient with people. We're all still growing. We are all in a process. There is nobody that has arrived that is on this earth. We are all growing. We're all learning. Some have grown more. Some have reached out to the Lord, have studied the Word, have spent more time with God, you know, to grow in the Lord. You know, and there's others maybe that haven't even begun their journey with God yet, and some that never do, sadly. You know, there are those that never know the Lord and they leave this earth, and that's the greatest sadness of all. But too often I have heard, you know, Christians fail to. Christians stub their toes. Christians also get wrong mindsets. Maybe they have strongholds in their life. But, you know, I hear at times different ones that because someone messed up, they'll call them a charlatan or, you know, or they think they're a wolf in sheep's clothing because they have an area in their life that they've not been set free yet. You know, and I know it takes discernment sometimes to know the difference. That's where we ought to pray one for another. We pray and ask God, God, you know, there may be times that the Lord will have you disconnect with someone. You know, what will have you, you can love someone and pray for someone and still not be personally involved with them or have a relationship with them. But regardless of what's going on, it's always God's will that we pray for other people. You know, there are people that I have known personally, you know, actually many, many different ones that loved God with all their heart. They loved God. They served God. But they had areas of bondage still in their life that tripped them up, you know, that caused them to fail in areas, you know. And in some of them's cases, I mean, some of them left this earth prematurely because they had things in their life that they just couldn't quite get clean of. They couldn't quite get the victory over. But, you know, when people have, you know, and Randy has even talked about this some lately. Even, you know, he's talked about Jimmy Swaggart and different ones that had areas in their life where they had a bondage there, that they were needing freedom, and they messed up big time. You know, and even though God forgave them and they moved on, you know, their ministries were never had the same impact again. They didn't have the same effect because there are those that will, you know, that will never listen again. And you can't blame people for that, honestly, but you know, we want to be cautious in our own lives that when we see failings in people and when we see areas of their life that whatever it is, that we refrain from judgmentalism and for certainly not bad-mouthing them publicly and things like that, praying for them and asking, Lord, is there anything I can do? But certainly praying for them and lifting them up before the Lord and asking the Lord to help them and to reveal to them things that they need to see and understand and know. You know, it's so important that we pray and say, Lord, search me. Search my heart, God, and show me if there's anything within me that's displeasing to you, and help me, Lord, to be clean. Help me to walk upright before you, Lord. Help me to be the child of God that you've called me to be. You know, we're all raised with mindsets that come from each and every family. Every family has their own ways of looking at things, and some things that have been passed down. Some things are generational curses, and some things are just, you know, just the ways that different people think. You know, what might bother you might not bother me at all. You know, and I'm not talking about ugly things or bad things, you know. I know, like my husband, he's type, if we're in the car and there's a little rattle somewhere or something, it'll just drive him berserk, and he'll be like, what is that? And it'll be something that I will hear, but it just, that kind of stuff doesn't bother me. I might hear it and go, yeah, you know, a bottle's rattling or something, but it doesn't get on my nerves at all. I'm just, you know, it's a non-issue. You know, so everybody's different, and people have different things that pull their chain, and different things that try to capture them, you know, try to bring them into captivity. You know, it's in Jeremiah 29:11, it says, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and you will find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I will bring you back from captivity. You know, that's the thing that the Lord is always wanting, is us to seek him with our whole heart. And yes, sometimes we are allowed to stay in those hard places until we get desperate enough that we run to the Lord and say, God, I want you above all else. I want you above all else. That whatever it takes, God, whatever it takes to be clean, whatever it takes to be right before you, whatever it takes to be in good standing with you. And yes, God loves us. And when you're, you know, when you've given your heart to the Lord, you are his, you're his. But, you know, just like with your natural parents, I mean, you're their child, but sometimes even your child displeases you. Sometimes your child has issues that need to be resolved. And I don't know about y'all, but this child, when I was growing up, I got plenty of spankings. I got whoopings. They wasn't all just spankings. I got whoopings. And they did me good. And honestly, some of them I didn't deserve. Some of them somebody else did. But overall, it did me good, you know, and I learned to respect, and I learned to walk more uprightly, you know. And Father God, he's the best daddy of all. He's the best parent of all. And sometimes he lets us go through some difficulties because, one, he wants us to learn. And I'm not talking about sickness and things like that. That's not of God. But he lets us get to that point that we really run to him with all our heart, all of our heart. And then he's, when you call upon me with all of your heart, when you seek me with all of your heart, I will be found of you. I will be found of you. And those things that we've struggled with, whatever it is for someone, you know, I have things I struggle with. We all have those things. But one thing I desperately want to never do is look at someone else's shortcomings, you know, and point fingers and blame. And I'm not talking about, you know this, I'm not talking about blatant, out front, in your face, you know, criminal activity and things like that. I'm not talking about that. You know, there are laws in the land, and they are to be followed. And that's a, you know, that's a different thing. But, you know, even those that are in those activities, they need prayer. Even those in those activities, sometimes we don't know what they've been through. Should they be accountable? Yes. Yes. We're all accountable. You know, as Christians, we're accountable to the Lord. You know, the word says that, that we'll give account for every idle word. But see, it's our place to get it right. You know, to go to Father God and, Lord, help me. Lord, strengthen me. Father, show me. Lord, in these areas, Lord, show me. You know, most of the time our actions stem from the way we think. And if God can show us a new way to think, a new way of looking at things, then it will affect our actions. It will affect how we approach things in life. It all goes back to that, that little thing between our ears, that, you know, our brain that, that gets us into wrong things. And, of course, that's the area that the enemy attacks. But, you know, every action started with a thought. You know, for people that murder people or rape someone or whatever, whatever the case. You know, a lot of times it's just something that sets you off and makes you mad. It started with a thought. Anyhow, that's just sort of what's been on my mind today. My heart's been a little heavy this afternoon, you know, as I've listened to things going on. And sometimes just, you know, even on social media when I see Christians that maybe make a mistake or say something and how they're blasted at times, and I think, wow, you know, shouldn't we try to give each other the grace that the Lord gives us? You know, grace. You know, even the Lord gives us grace that we've never deserved, that we've never earned, because he loves us. The word says that Jesus came in grace and truth. And we want to be, we want to show God's heart. We want to show the Lord's heart. It says that when he returns that we will look like him. You know, and I hope our heart will look like his heart. That we love one another, that we're patient with one another, that we encourage one another. That when we see one fall, that, you know, we try to help pick them up, try to encourage them. There is time for, you know, there is time for rebuke. There is time for, you know, calling people on the carpet, so to speak. And but we do that in privacy. You know, we do that in love. We do that in without being mean, you know. So, anyhow, I go back to the word says love never fails. I firmly believe if everybody, even those that have never been saved, if they knew how much God loved them, that it would change their life forever, that they would be a new person. Because I just don't know how anybody can resist the love of God, truly resist it, when they know how much he cares and the very just the intricacy that he used in creating them and making them who they are, the gifts and the talents and the special things that he put within each and every one. I don't think anyone could resist a love like that if they really understood it. So, Lord, help us to be patient with one another. Help us to look for the best in each other, Lord. Help us to have a heart to pray for one another and to be an encouragement to one another. And, Lord, to know how to approach the situations that go on in our world today, in our nation today, in our families, in our neighborhoods. Lord, that we deal with others the way you would deal with them, Lord, in truth and in love and yes, in justice, you know, dealing with someone to be nice to someone and tell them a lie, that's not being, you know, that's not approaching it right either. We want to be truthful with people, but do it in love. So, Lord, we just love you tonight, and we thank you. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for touching each and every heart. Lord, I just speak a blessing over each and every one. And, Lord, I speak unity. Unity over our nation and unity over the people. Lord, unity over homes and families, Lord. This is a week of Thanksgiving, Lord. And, Lord, we want to say thank you for all that you've done for us. Lord, that we were accepted into the family of God, that we were, Lord, accepted by you, desired by you as family. Because, Lord, the family of God is a family that's eternal. It lasts forever. But, Lord, on this week of Thanksgiving and every other day, every other week, we just want to say thank you for loving us. And, Lord, thank you for forgiving us. Lord, for your patience with us. For your mercies that are new every day. And, Lord, we thank you and we bless your name in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, I don't know if I can play this song or not. Let me see. I like this song because it's a happy song to me. I'm going to see if it will play. I don't know if my phone on if it'll play or not. Well, I'll just play another song on here because I need to write down phone numbers right quick. Quite a few more of y'all have called in. Here we go, Pure Heart with Rebecca Friedlander. Thank you, Jesus. That's what we want is a pure heart. All right, we'll start taking callers now. I think I've got some new callers tonight. There's a couple of numbers here I don't recognize. 682-738, who am I talking to and where are you calling from?
Oh, this is Rachel from Texas. How you doing?
I'm good. You said Rachel?
LaShawn from
LaShawn. Oh, hey, LaShawn. How you, girl? I was going to want to have your number in my list here.
Yeah, well, great. How you doing?
I'm good, sweetie. I'm good. I can't believe I didn't have your number in this link here. Okay. Well, thank you for waiting, and thank you for calling. So did you have some awesome things you wanted to tell us tonight, or are you just wanting some prayer tonight?
Oh, no, just, you know, keep the young generation in our prayers. Just keep praying. Don't give up praying. Just keep praying. Keep praying.
Never, girl. Never. All right. Let's pray for you then. Father, I thank you for LaShawn, and Lord, I thank you for her heart for truth. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that she's the one, she holds the fire. I see like it looks like the Olympic torch in your hand, hon. It looks like you're holding the Olympic torch, the one that's taken the fire of God and run with the fire of the Lord, like a voice crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord, that that's exactly what you're doing with LaShawn, Lord, is you are going before her and making the crooked places straight. Lord, you are.
Mm-hmm.
You are. And, Lord, she has more wisdom than she realizes that she has. Lord, that just like all of us, that the enemy tries to attack our minds and make us think at times that we don't know and puts questions in our minds and sometimes others even. The enemy, he does use people. Just that God uses people, the enemy uses people. That will at yeah. times there'll be naysayers and those that will speak things that will make us second guess and make us one of things that would cause us to not stumble but to take a hesitant step at times. But Lord, I thank you, Father, that you have put a wide path beneath LaShawn's feet, Lord, that she would not slip. And, Lord, that her step is sure because you have her, Lord, that you are walking with her and you have her, Lord. And I thank you, Father, for giving her the confidence, giving her the assurance, Lord, that she is hearing your voice, that assurance, Lord, that she will forge on, Lord, knowing that she is carrying the word of the Lord, that the rivers of living water are flowing from her belly. Lord, I thank you, Father, for an increase. Father, I thank you, Lord, just for that, because LaShawn, I just see like a confidence coming upon you, a greater confidence, and you are a woman with confidence, but I see a greater confidence coming to you of I am hearing God. God is with me. I have the word of the Lord. I have the instructions of God, and the voices that are around you, I see them becoming weaker. The voices that are around you that try to distract you, that try to even delay you, try to hinder you, hindering spirits and things like that, the voices around you, I see those becoming fainter and more faint to where you don't hear them as well, to where they just finally fade away and you hear the voice of the Lord. I hear like even the roaring of the waters. His voice is like the sound of many waters. Oh, I can hear that. Lord, I thank you, Father. I thank you for that. And Lord, I thank you for the fire of God that you have put within LaShawn and the fire of the Lord that she carries, Lord, just like that Olympic torch, Lord, that she is running with you, Lord, that she is moving with you. And Father, I thank you for strengthening her step. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for lengthening her step. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for dulling her ears to the sounds that would try to distract her, to the voices that would try to distract or hinder or cause her to lean her ear back in any way, Lord, that those voices, those sounds, the things that would try to distract in any way, Lord, that they become, she becomes deaf to those words. But, Lord, that she hears the voice of the Lord, the voice that's the sound of many waters, Lord, with confidence, Lord, with boldness, Lord, but boldness in you, confidence in you, Lord. We don't want just boldness in ourselves. We don't want confidence in ourselves. Self-confidence can be destructive. Self-confidence is not the thing, but confidence in God that He is with us, that God is teaching us and showing us and undergirding us and strengthening our legs that we can move with Him, that we'll run and not grow weary, we'll walk and not faint.
Amen.
Lord, I thank you for LaShawn, and Lord, I thank you for the word of the Lord that you have put within her. Lord, I thank you for the word of the Lord that you have put within her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, I tell you, as confirmation, even with the torch, I seen me coming up out of water with a torch, and I was like, whoa.
You go, girl.
So
that, you go, girl.
I'm like, this confirmation, and like you said, yes, the voice trying to, you know, intimidate you and try to make, you know, those voices. And and he already told me they ain't going to be around too long, so. There's this confirmation.
Yeah, after the first thing I saw was for the play for you. Saw like that Olympic torch in your hand, and you know, just thinking that there are, you know, the enemy will always try to distract us with the voices, whether it's, you know, voices in our own own mind, whether it's the voices of people around us, just whatever the case. But I just see those becoming so faint to where you finally don't even hear them.
Amen, amen, amen. And I tell you, it's just confirmation because he says, speak. Don't hold nothing back. So it's just confirmation. God is good. He's going to always come back and get confirmation because when you hear something else that you know he told you, you like, now, Lord, I know I hear from you. I know you said this. Now tell me if I'm wrong. So I talk to him like that. Yeah, so I tell you, he's good. He's good.
He is good. He is good. Well, it says in the word, you know, it says that the word of the Lord will test us.
Yeah.
The Lord will see.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see, will we stand? Will we stand of what we know God has told us, even when there's opposition, even when there's naysayers, even when there's those coming against us, will we stand in what we know God has said? And that's the word of the Lord tests us. So praise God.
Right.
You're standing, girl. You're standing and you're standing strong and moving forward with the Lord. Is there anything in particular you were wanting prayer about tonight, hon?
Oh, for my niece, she was admitted to the hospital. So just pray for her.
Okay.
That's it. God is good, because I tell you, I was up here praising him when they texted me and told me. I was just praising. It was like a praise came up on me. So that's a peace within me, you know. God got
it. You know, that's one of the most powerful things we can do, praise and worship God. It will break strongholds. It will break through our depression, you know, difference. People are different from me personally. I will go more into worship than I do praise. I know there are some that prefer praise and things like that. For me personally, that drawing really close more in worship is just more what I'm drawn to. That's more, you know, I feel God's heart more in that. You know, it allows me just to, like, where you feel like you're just handing your heart to the Lord. But Lord, we thank you, Father, for being with LaShawn's niece, and Lord, and whatever is going on in this case, Lord, we just speak health and healing over her. Lord, we ask for the protection of God around her. Lord, that your angels surround her. Lord, your word says that the angels encamp around about them that fear him and deliver them. And Lord, we just ask, Lord, that whatever the case is here, Lord, that there would be no fear, that you would minister peace to LaShawn's niece, Lord, and to her family, Lord. And Lord, we just thank you for completion of healing, Lord, of restoration, of Lord, and that you keep her safe, even Lord, while she's at the hospital, Lord, whatever is going on there, Lord, that you give her the best doctors and the best nurses and Lord, the best attendees, whatever they call them, the CNAs and things like that, Lord, that she have the best, that she have the favor of God while she's there, But, Lord, we primarily, Lord, ask for health and healing and restoration. And, Lord, that she come out of there, Lord, with a testimony of your goodness, a testimony of your healing power. And, Lord, that her heart is touched and that the lives, the hearts of those that are around her that see the miracle moving hand of God, that their hearts are touched and know that there is yet a God on the throne. There is yet a God that heals because you are, Lord, you are the healer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, my dear. I know you got a lot of calls, and I don't want to hold you up, but thank you, and God bless you. And enjoy your family. All right.
You're a blessing, girl. You're a blessing. Well, I will talk to you later.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah, 205-925. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
This is Junior May, Alabama. I had a switch phone.
Oh, okay. You done put the switcheroo on me and give me the slip here. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got another. I've got two or three different 205 numbers, and I kept thinking, I don't recognize this one. Well, all right. Good enough. Well, girl, good to hear from you. Thanks for holding. And all the confusion at the beginning of this show, I don't know why, but every now and then this thing, just as the show begins, it wants to lose its connection or lose its sound. I don't know what that's all about for sure, but anyhow, we still managed to make it work, so praise
thank
the Lord.
Thank God. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you, Lord, for Julia May. And, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, that you have made her a mother. Lord, you've made her a mother to many. Lord, a mother in the natural, but, Lord, a spiritual mother. Lord, you have called her. You have made her a spiritual mother, Lord. Lord, she is one that brings comfort. She brings comfort to the hearts of others that are around her. Lord, sometimes even her presence, just knowing that she's there, knowing that they can call, Julia, even knowing that they can call upon you. It's like there's a comfort about you. There's a something, the comfort about your presence. The faith that you have, it's, you bring comfort to others. I think you know this already. I just sense that you do. But, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for I'm hearing the word mantle, like the mantle, Lord, of motherhood that you have put on Julia May, Lord, that she's like an overseer, like a matriarch in the family. But Lord, Lord, that you've called her, Lord, to oversee even more than what she has overseen in the past, Lord, that you have called her to things in the kingdom. Lord, I thank you, Father, for the anointing that you have put upon her life. I'm not getting out. It's like I'm seeing two or three things at once, Julia May. But, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for what you have called her to and for the reward that she has laid up. Lord, that Julia May is laying up treasures in heaven. Lord, and her reward in heaven is great. But, Lord, you have rewards for her here in this earth, too. But, Lord, I just thank you for the wisdom. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the blessings on her life. And, Lord, I thank you how she is a blessing to the lives of others. Lord, I thank you for her seeing the fruit of her labor in this earth, her seeing the fruit of all that she has planted, where she has sown. Lord, your word says that one plants, another waters, but God brings the increase. So, Lord, I thank you for bringing increase in Julia May's life. Increase, Lord, in her life. Because, Lord, she has sown and she has planted. She's sown in prayer. She's sown in faith. She's sown into the lives of others, of standing with them, of encouraging them. Lord, she's sown, Lord, even by her hand, Lord, of spending time with others, of running errands with others, of standing by their side in the hospitals, Lord.
Thank you.
And, Father, I thank you, Lord, that she has been your hand extended in the earth, that she has a... that you, as you have desired to be, to be the hand, be used by her hand, Lord, it's hard to put this together, Father, that she has allowed you Lord, to work through her hands, that she has been your hand in the earth, extended to others, showing the love of God, showing the care of God, showing the wisdom of God. But Lord, I thank you, Lord, for reward. And I thank you, Father, for her inheritance that is sure, her inheritance that is true as a daughter of the King. And Father, I come into agreement with Julia May, Lord, for the abundance for her life. Lord, for the inheritance to come forth as a child of the King, that she is an heir and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you for the blessing flowing. Lord, I thank you for the reward. And Lord, I thank you for the honor that you have bestowed upon her, Lord. Even those that do not always speak it, Lord, how that they honor her. Lord, how that they treasure her in their life. Lord, and it brings them peace and comfort knowing that she's there. And Lord, I thank you that the same comfort that she has comforted others, Lord, that you comfort Julia May with. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for hearing her prayers. Lord, and being one that quickly answers. So, Lord, I just thank you for providing. And, Lord, I thank you for bringing abundance. Lord, for opening the windows of heaven and pouring out a blessing that she cannot hold. And, Lord, I thank you for the favor of God. Lord, that you are her shepherd and she shall not want. Lord, that you fill her cup to overflowing. Lord, in that goodness and mercy chases her down all the days of her life. Lord, I thank you for your precious daughter. Lord, in her heart to serve you, in her heart to be a servant, just as you were. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 I always sense God's just love and pleasure, how pleased he is with you, sweetie.
Mm.
I just sense the love of the Lord there so much.
I try to do his will. Do my best.
I know you do. Did you have special prayers tonight, or you want to share a testimony with us tonight?
Still praying for my niece, but my cousin, a lot of when I had a praying for that was on the ventilator. My auntie was telling me the other day she was out, had her hair dyed, and at lunch I said, look at God. That's when I found out she didn't want to go on the ventilator. And her sister said, yeah, and she said no, but they told her I have to call her son next to Ken. And he said, yeah, put on, because she was fighting, she was scared. But And they had gave up because she was in bad shape. They had gave up one time because she was real bad out, but now God had brought her back, and she's going out eating lunch. I said, all right now. Yeah, I said, what? So, yeah, she
girl,
out eating lunch. I said, thank God.
Thank God, she was
trying to walk and trying to eat after taking that trick and everything else. You know, it take a while to heal because that hole in your throat. But I said, thank God.
Just off the skin and stuff there takes a while to heal. All of these, but I tell you what, these people are so blessed to have you in the family and praying for them. I mean, we've just seen and heard of one miracle behind the next as God has moved.
Lord, it's good to hear, you know, somebody you know. I'm continuing to pray for them, and I have a cousin with a lung cancer and one of my sisters at church, she has breast cancer, so I'm praying for both of them.
You have a prayer group, don't you, that you pray with, too?
Yeah, well, the church, we pray in the morning at 6:30,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I was thinking that you did, that you actually had a group of, I don't know if it was just ladies, but a group of people that y'all get together and pray together. So that's, you know, that's powerful. I mean, that's powerful where you get unity in prayer like that for people. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for touching each and every one of these people, Lord, for bringing healing, for bringing restoration. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for just the power of God coming upon this family and coming upon these individuals, Lord, and bringing transformation to lives and transformation to families, Lord. And, Lord, bless that church, bless that prayer group, those intercessors, Lord, that come together and take their time and just their hearts and dedicate it, Lord, in prayer for these people. Lord, bless that group and bless that church, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah, the pastor wanted us to get together, so we done that. I said, yeah, we get up 6:30 and praise the Lord, because like I said, we thank God we're waking up, and he's worthy to be praised.
Yeah, he sure is. That's awesome. I always love hearing what God's doing. You've got some powerful testimony. Well, you have a blessed week, sweetie, and thank you for holding, and I will talk to you later.
Okay, you too. God bless you.
Bye-bye. All right. Let me find my spot again here. All right, 605-390. Is this Miss Carla?
Yeah, this is Carla.
Well, good to hear from you, Carla. I haven't talked to you in a good while, I don't think. But thank you for holding.
No, it's
thank
been
you for waiting
this
long. Yeah. You doing okay?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I just, you know, I still got a few decisions in my life to make. And, you know, being a nurse, they sent out a letter the other day that if we don't take the vaccine, then we're basically not going to have a job. So I'm not taking it.
Yeah.
So I'm probably not going to have a job. And, I've been studying on it and thinking about it. And, you know, I've already had COVID and I've got antibodies against it. And, you know, they last just as long, if not longer, than the ones with the vaccine. And, you know, I've got a lot of decisions to make and I've just been praying about it. And, you know, I'm not sure which way to go. And, I mean, I'm not taking the vaccine, but, you know, there's still questions on. You know, do I want to stay in Arkansas or want God's
got
for me? Yeah.
Right. Well, there's a lot of people been having to take a stand, and that's, you know, honestly, I think the government is overstepping their rights or different ones, and you know, to demand anybody do that. I think that's up to each person whether they should take it or not. That's my personal opinion. So, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for Carla, Lord, and we just thank you, Lord, for the wisdom of God and knowing what to do the next steps. Lord, your word says that you close doors that no man can open and you open doors that no man can shut. And, Father, we know because you're good and your plans for us are good, Lord, that if one door closes, Lord, that the next door is going to be even greater. Lord, you don't ever take us backward. You take us up and forward. So, Lord, we thank you for giving Carla peace in all of this, Lord, that she has the peace of God that rules her heart. Father, that she will know the next step because that is our guide. That is always our number one guide in following the Lord is the peace of God. Sometimes in the natural, and it's good that we weigh options, we weigh out what's in front of us. We look at, you know, the word says even to count the cost and things. So that we look at every option and we weigh and we try to decide. But the bottom line is even if things don't make sense and the peace of God is there, then we go with the peace of God. So, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for Carla feeling the peace, Lord, that you bring to her mind, you bring to her heart, Lord, that as she considers, Lord, the avenues, the different roads that are before her, Lord, that she will identify the direction that you're taking her in. And, Lord, even if you have her stand still for a season, Lord, even if it's that she feel the peace of God that says, no, I know that I know that I know. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that at times, Father, that you'll tell us something and we know that we've heard from you. And then later on, I've done this myself, and then later on, when there would be so many directions, so many roads ahead of me, and I would have to go back and say, no, Lord, you said this, and the peace of God was on it. So even now, when situations have changed, and I'm looking at all these different roads ahead of me and all of the different situations, I still have to go back and say, but I felt the peace of God on that. And sometimes we have to reflect back even on when, if we're not feeling the peace of God right that moment, at times we have to reflect back on, what did I feel the peace of God on? Where was the peace of the Lord? So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for your favor. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for all of those that are taking a stand for their rights in this country, that we do live in a free country. And, Lord, sometimes we have to stand up. We have to stand for what is legally ours, what is, Lord, even as our Constitution has, that we stand up for the rights that are in the Constitution. But, Lord, number one, that we stand with you. That's the main thing, Lord, because you are our victor. You are our champion. You are the one, even if all of the nation turned against us, even if they burned the Constitution or whatever, Lord, that we are yours. And that's where we put our confidence, God, is in being yours, belonging to the Lord. So, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that Carla is the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, first and not last, blessed and not cursed. Lord, that's our heritage as children of the King, as children of God, that we have confidence in that. Lord, I thank you, Father, even for the ability to be still and wait. Lord, when we don't know exactly what to do, Lord, your word says when you've done all to stand there for us. Sometimes just being still before God until we hear a clear voice, until we hear a clear direction, is the right answer. But Lord, I just thank you for your peace. Lord, I thank you for Carla feeling the security of God on her life and in her life, on her home. And Lord, I just thank you that your word says that no weapon formed against us can prosper. No weapon. And that every tongue that rises against us in judgment, we shall condemn. And that is our heritage of the Lord. So, Lord, we stand and we trust and we believe in truth, God's truth, God's justice. And, Lord, we know that we're blessed above all. So, Lord, I speak a blessing over Carla, and I speak, Lord, the peace of God and the direction of God. Lord, and just that security, that feeling of I'm secure, that feeling of not just peace of God, but like the rest of God, that rest feeling of I'm okay and I'm making the right choices because I'm being led by the Lord in it. And I'm hearing God, and God is with me, and God is speaking to me, and he'll keep me on the right track. Lord, I just thank you for all you're doing in Carla's life. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for if this door closes, Lord, opening a new door that's even a greater door. Lord, but in all of this, that she will rest in you, as we're seated with Christ in heavenly places, far above all principality and power. And Lord, that she will make the changes that need to be made, Lord, that she will make from that resting position seated with Christ, in all confidence in you, that all is well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, I think that was just all. I just, you know, I got some decisions to make and just things. Mm-hmm. And, well, I think I know the answers, but you know, I just want to make sure I make the right choice and not go on me and go on what I need to do instead.
Yeah.
Not just, you know, like the vaccine, just other areas in my life, too, that, you know, have, you know, just been up in the air for a little while. And it just seemed like everything there for a little bit just was falling apart with my health, my marriage, just everything.
Yeah.
And we're crashing down. You know, and it's been a rough road for a little bit, but, you know, I just want to do what God wants me to do, and that's just it. I want to do that, whatever that is. And
yeah, you know, and that's what matters. I've been through seasons in my life, too, that it seemed like no matter which direction I looked, that there was darkness, that no matter which direction I looked, that there was chaos. And it truly, it will cause you just to look up. It really will. And that's what God wants us to do, is just to look up and find him in those situations and wait on him, you know, and find the peace that is in him. And he does bring us to the other side. You know, the word says that he takes us through the fire. He takes us through the waters, and that we do come through the fire without the smell of smoke. He doesn't leave us in the flood. He doesn't leave us in there. He does bring us to the other side. And I won't say we don't feel the effects of it some when we're going through it. You know, when you're going through a flood, you can feel the water some. When you're going through the fire, you might feel the heat a bit. But he does bring us out to the other side, and he brings us out better than we went in. Absolutely. You know, we learn from it, we grow from it, and he blesses us in the midst of it. And I can say personally that some of the things that I've gone through in the past that were so very difficult at times, that I came out on the other side better for it, because we learn and we grow, and we learn who God is more in the midst of it. You know, we realize that we can trust him and that he's there for us, and that he truly doesn't let us go in the midst of all of that. And that trust factor is so huge, you know, for all of us. It's so huge to realize that we truly can trust God, and that he really will direct our steps and take care of us, and that the quote-unquote good life is not over, that there is good things ahead of us, that there's good times and joy ahead again. Sometimes when you're going through things, it can seem like, okay, is all the fun behind me, and it's really not.
Yeah, you know, and it seems like it's to me, I think, through all this stuff that's been going on in my life the last few years, he's teaching me to, you know, kind of have faith. You know, like when I was packing up my house, and I'm like, I'm almost 50 years old, and here I go again, packing up my life, just having to start all over. And, you know, it was very just upsetting, because I was like, you know, I should be settled down and, you know, growing old, you know, in a house with my family, and, you know, and I was just having a rough day that day. And, you know, sometimes I see things, you know, I'm learning about some of the gifts that God's given me that I didn't realize I had. And, you know, I've seen Jesus a few times, and I seen him that day sitting in a chair, and there was a box beside him. I was packing my own stuff. And, you know, I felt like I heard him tell me, you know, you just take it when you're worried about it and put it in the box. Give it to me and put it in the box. And it looked like he was sitting in a chair with a box sitting beside of him. And he said, just put it in the box. It's not yours to deal with. It's mine. And so I visually do that a lot of times when I get worried. I'm like, okay, God, I'm putting it in the box. And I'm not going to worry about it, because it's your problem now, not mine. And that's helped me a lot.
Yeah.
And so that does help a lot. And, you know, he gives me those little tidbits when I need them. And I'm learning how to trust him and have faith in him. And, you know, it's like the other day driving down the road, and I was thinking about things. And, you know, I went through different aspects of my life. And I was, you know, sitting here worried about, you know, what if I lose my job? What, you know what? And he's never let me down. Even when I wasn't following him, he never let me down. He's always come through for me. He's never left me.
Yeah.
And so those are things I'm learning through this journey right now.
Yeah, he's faithful even if we're not. You know, and the word says that, even that if we're not faithful, he's faithful, because, you know, he can't be unfaithful. But he's amazing. I mean, he's amazing. And I agree. You know, I think I've done the thing before where you write things down and then throw it in the trash, that you're just, you know, letting go of things and letting God have it, and not bring things back up. Because most of us tend to revisit things in our mind and in our memories. And a lot of times we relive trauma over and over again because we go back and visit those things. And it takes a while sometimes to get to where we finally don't keep recalling it. You know, we don't keep going back there. And it finally, the emotions finally, you know, the emotions can be the hard part. But with time, then the emotions, as we quit revisiting things, as we quit trying to figure everything out, because most people want things to make sense. And honestly, some things just don't. So as we move on and we just keep our mind moving forward, then finally the emotions go away too, you know, to where we don't feel it every time, you know, if we see something that reminds us of something or anything like that, the emotions go away. And that's always a good feeling when the emotions of trauma, the emotions of disappointment, or the emotions of aloneness, when that goes away, and you know, it's like a release. It's like a release then, and God is just faithful. He brings us through. So thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Yes, amen. But well, I know you got a lot of calls, so I sure do appreciate you.
Oh, you're more than welcome, and thank you for waiting so long. And
call
back
you
have time.
Thank you.
You too, honey. Okay, be blessed. Okay, 903. Well, did it? Okay, I think it just, okay. This thing's moving around here. All right, 903-918. I believe this is Miss Michelle.
Yes, it is. How are you doing?
I'm good, hon. Good to hear from you tonight. This computer is just messing with me tonight. Tried to click on your number, and all of a sudden it started scrolling up, and I'm like, wait, where am I here? So anyhow, we make it. It'll be all right. Would you have anything on your heart tonight you wanted to share tonight, or testimony tonight, or you wanting prayer for some special things tonight, or just general prayer?
Just general prayer.
Okay. I always want to ask if different ones have testimonies or certain things they want to share, because I always love hearing it. But, Father, I thank you for Michelle, Lord. I thank you for the joy of the Lord that you've put in her heart. Lord, I thank you how that you have been feeding that. You've been feeding, Lord, the joy in her heart. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you, even at times unbeknownst to her, Lord, that you have been, like, encouraging her heart. Lord, sometimes encouragement comes to our heart, and it doesn't always come across to our mind. We think of encouragement as usually coming to our mind first. But, Lord, I love how you sometimes, even when we awaken in the morning, Lord, that new day feeling, that there's an encouragement that comes, that you put it directly in our heart. And, Lord, we just at times we'll wake up or have a time during the day that all of a sudden we just feel like, things feel better. Things feel brighter. Things feel more hopeful. And, Lord, I love how you do that. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that even you've been doing that in Michelle's life, Lord, that you've been feeding her hope unbeknownst to her at times, or the encouragement, the hope, the joy in her heart. You've been feeding it, particularly sensing hope. God, like feeding hope into your heart. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, for, Lord, those new days, the new day in her life, the new days, Lord. And I do hear it plural, not just new day, but new days in your life. Father, I thank you, Lord, for new outlooks and new beginnings. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for fresh starts, even in some things. Lord, I thank you, Father, for... I'm just still getting like a new day, a newness in your life, a newness, a new hope, a new encouragement. Father, I thank you, Lord, for using Michelle. Father, for using her, Lord, even like in a gift of counsel, a gift of counseling, Lord, for speaking wisdom to people, Lord. Even, Lord, in being able to help redirect people some, there's a way that we can speak to people, particularly young people, but a way to speak that it's not, that it doesn't come off as a negative, that it doesn't come off as a rebuke or anything like that, it doesn't come off as a negative. There's a way of redirecting people that's more of a refocusing them in a different way. I hope this is making sense. But, you know, it's one thing, this would just be an example to say, you know, you really ought not be hanging out with those people. You really ought not be doing that, as opposed to saying, oh, have you, you know, Have you seen the new neighbor down the street, or have you seen? I'm not doing very good at making this example, but it's like redirecting the focus to something else. You know, people do that with little babies. You know, when they're getting into something they shouldn't do, and they'll go get a rattle or something, and they'll refocus them on something else. Oh, look here, I got this keys for you. I got this rattle for you. You know, because they're wanting to get them out of something, and they know if they reach and grab them and they take them away from whatever they're doing, they're going to scream and holler. So they refocus them with something else. And it's like, I'm just seeing like an ability in you to help refocus people in an encouraging way that it brings like an enlightenment to them. It brings like new ideas to them in the sense of an awakening sort of. You know, just like people would say something about, well, you need to be going to church, as opposed to saying, you know, you would be so good on the praise team, or you would, you know, you have so much to add, you know, where that it brings out the gifts, the encouragement. It's like refocusing people in an encouraging way, as opposed to doing things in a negative way. And I just sense it's almost like a gift in your life that you have an ability to encourage, or you have an ability to like shed light, to bring light, that you're able to do things where that it's like a light to people rather than trying to drag them away from the darkness, that you're able to shed light on it so that they turn, their hearts turn, that it's like they willingly turn towards the light because of the way that you have to bring things to people, to share it with people in a positive way, in an encouraging way, in a way that brings them value, that they see the value in their life. They see how they're valued. They see the purpose and the value in their life. That's a beautiful thing. I mean, that's a beautiful thing. You know, for all of us as we're growing up, those teachers or parents or grandparents, that they saw value in our lives, and they voiced that. You know, they would be the ones that would tell you how pretty you were, or how talented you were, or how gifted you were, or how good you did at something. And, you know, those things really stick with you, you know, because it's someone that valued you, and they saw the good things in you. And so, Father, I thank you, Lord, that you've put good things in Michelle, but you've put like a gift within her, Father, to be able to encourage people in a way that causes them and helps them to see their value, their value in life, those unique things that you put within them that makes them special. Lord, just as Michelle is special, Lord, I thank you, Father, for these gifts and anointings thing, Lord, coming to not just coming to fruition, but being really being uncovered and coming forth in Michelle's life, Lord, in a new way, Lord, in a new way, Lord. These things have been there, these things in her have been there, and they have been, some of them have. They have already been in use, Lord. Maybe she didn't look at it that way. Maybe Michelle didn't always look at herself that way, as seeing what value she has, what ability she has with people, what ability she has to help encourage, to help redirect, to help others to see who they are in Christ, because that's really what that is. Is people realizing that who they are in Christ, that they're loved and that they're special and that they're unique in God. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for just bringing that same encouragement and hope to Michelle, Lord, for the new days, plural,
that you have for her. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, for bringing blessing, for bringing provision. Father, I thank you, Lord, for answering her prayers. Lord, I thank you for handfuls left on purpose. Lord, I thank you, Father, for her seeing and knowing, Lord, that you are God that answers prayer. Lord, for those things, even things that she has waited on, Lord, that seems like a long time, things that she's wished for, things that she has dreamed about, things that she has prayed about, that she has stood and has seemed like that some of those things, and we all have those things that we pray for sometimes for years and years, waiting to see. But, Lord, I thank you, Father, for those things coming into manifestation and her seeing those things fulfilled, seeing those things not only in her heart, in her mind's eye, but seeing them in front of her, those things coming to pass. And, Lord, I thank you for the praise. I thank you for the praise that comes to you. Lord, I thank you, Father, for the adoration and the thanks and the glory, Lord, that is yours and all of it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise God.
Yeah, and I received that word. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever given a word quite like that. I was trying to, anyhow, as I was seeing it and feeling it and hearing it, how to express it. But that's a beautiful thing. That is a beautiful thing. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. So impactful in the life of others. That's just so impactful to be able to do that. So, Father, we thank you. Well, did you have anything special you were on prayer about, sweetie?
Well, I was going to ask for clarity.
We'll all take that. Yeah. Well, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for clarity. I thank you for clearness, Lord. I thank you that all confusion has to go. Lord, I thank you, Father, for the smoke clearing. Lord, I just thank you for anything that seems cloudy, Lord, that it being cleared. And, Lord, for that Michelle would hear your voice clearly, Lord, as the word says, that we hear a voice behind it that says, behind us, that says, this is the way, walk ye in it. Lord, that Michelle will hear your voice clearly, that she will know in her knower, Lord, that she's heard you, and that peace and that resolve of, no, I've heard God on this, I've heard the Lord, that she will settle into that and move forward with you, Lord, and whatever you've called her to do in every situation. And, Lord, I just thank you for the peace of God that comes with that, that comes with the hearing and comes with the knowing, Lord, and that rest in God, too, of knowing, okay, God is with me. If God tells me to do this, then he's going to walk with me through it. If God tells me, then it's going to be victorious because our victory is in him and in obedience to him. We are protected when we're obedient to the Lord. When we're walking in his will like that, there is no defeat in that. There is no defeat in it. We're obeying the Lord. He walks with us through it. He gets us to the other side. He brings victory, and his purposes are fulfilled. So, Father, we thank you for that. We thank you for clarity. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, thank you for the prayers.
You're more than welcome, hon.
You're
more than welcome. You have a blessed week, too. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You, too. Thank you.
Okay, 225-270. I believe this is Jacqueline.
This is she. Hello.
Okay. Hi, how are you doing tonight, honey?
All right.
Oh, good, good. I don't think I've talked to you in a long time.
No, it's been a long time.
It has been. Well, I'm glad you waited for us.
Well, let's
pray for your Father. I thank you for Jacqueline, Lord. I thank you, Father, that Lord, she's got that stickability to her. What's the word for that? That tenacity to hang in there, Lord. She's got that. backbone. Lord, that Jacqueline's got backbone. She's one of those that'll stand. She's one of those that'll hang on. She's one of those that won't turn loose, Lord. And Father, Lord, Lord, you've put it in her, Lord, that she has set her feet. And ain't nobody going to push her back, push her over, Lord. The devil not going to push her back, push her over. Father, you've given her that boldness. You've given her that I will stand. I will do what God's told me. I will stand. I will not be pushed. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for the boldness of God that you've given Jacqueline. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, for using her. Father, for using her as a warrior for God. Lord, that you have put that within her, Father. You've given her that strength. Lord, I thank you for the strength of God. Father, I thank you for the wisdom of God. Lord, that in the things that she does, the things that she moves forward in, the things that she says, Lord, that she be led by God, even every word that would come out of her mouth, Father. Lord, that she would hear you, that you would use her as a mouthpiece. And, Lord, that the strength that she has, that tenacity that she has, Lord, that it would be used for you, Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord, that for a faith, God, a faith in the Lord. Lord, I thank you, Father, for a faith, Lord, that you have given her, Lord, the ability, Lord, to stand and not to waver. Lord, that her faith in you be strong, that, Lord, that your word would be upon her tongue. Girl, I just see you like, you know, like one that can just stand, you know, and be like, I will not be moved. That God's just given you a boldness. That God's given you a strength. We do always want the love of God to temper everything that we do, but that's a treasure. That's like a warrior God has given you. You know, everybody has their place in the body of Christ. It says he gives us all gifts as he wills, as he desires. And I just see a boldness and a strength about you that the Lord has given you to be used for him, you know, to stand like with a fiery sword of the Lord and speak the word of the Lord in one that would come up against fearlessly, you know, when the enemy tries to come forward, just, you know, stand against demons, stand against evil things, stand against the plots of the enemy in darkness and stand in truth of the Lord. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for what you have done in Jacqueline's life, Lord, these things that you have put in her, these gifts, these anointings, Father, these treasures. Lord, your word says that you put treasures in earthen vessels, Lord, heavenly treasures in earthen vessels. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, for the treasures that you have invested in Jacqueline. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for bringing all of these things, Lord, bringing them forth and activating them, Lord, in a way that you commission her, Lord, just as soldiers are commissioned, Lord, that you bring us forth and commission her, Lord, for the work of the Lord and for what you have called her to, Lord, because the days are short. The time is getting shorter. And, Lord, there's a mighty work to be done. Father, I thank you for blessing Jacqueline. Lord, I thank you for blessing her. Lord, I thank you, Father, for bringing provision to her. Lord, I thank you for, Lord, even in her natural life, Lord, and things in the natural, Lord, for giving her direction in steps to take. Lord, even where provision is concerned and things like that. Lord, that you give for all of us, Lord, that you give us the steps to take, the directions to go, Lord, that we know how to make the most of opportunities that come our way, how to make the most of whether it's business deals, whether it's regardless of what it is, Lord, that you show us how to make the most of what you put in our hand, that we're able to turn things around, that we're able to benefit, Lord, in everything. You know, God shows us, and it doesn't matter whether it's in money, whether it's in favor, whether it's in education, regardless of what it's in, that the Lord shows us so that we, as the word says, that we're the head and not the tail above and not beneath, so that in everything we do that we have the wisdom of God, so that it comes out, it produces the very most of what God would have us to have, that we get the best, you know, that we have the highest favor, that we have the highest return, that we have the best decisions, that we, you know, that we always are coming out on top because we're God's children. And so, Father, I just thank you, Lord, of giving Jacqueline the wisdom of God, Lord, in choices, decisions that she has to make. Lord, that she always comes out at the top. She comes out at the front of the line, at the top, Lord, and that in her spiritual life, but Lord, that also in her natural life, that she sees a real turnaround in some things, Lord. So, Lord, I thank you for it, and I bless her in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know if you've got some things going on there that you need to make decisions about, or I don't know. But I was just sensing the Lord, God just helping you in the things that are ahead of you, whether it's right ahead of you or things that are further down the line, helping you to make the right decisions and bringing you out on top and everything. So praise God for that.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Did you have anything in particular you were wanting prayer about, Jacqueline?
No, I just needed prayer generally. No,
okay.
I didn't have.
Yeah.
No.
Well, thank you for waiting, and thank you for calling in. It was good to talk with you tonight. Do you have a testimony or anything you wanted to share with us tonight?
No.
Okay. Just thought I would ask. So, okay.
Thank
well, you have
asking.
A blessed, ma'am.
I say thank you for asking me.
Oh, you're more than
welcome.
Thank
you for asking.
You're more than welcome. Yes, you're welcome. Well, I hope you have a blessed week this week, and you have a good Thanksgiving, and that you'll call back another time and visit with us.
You too. You have a good Thanksgiving too. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Good night.
All right, 910-709. How is Miss Sylvia tonight?
Good. How are you? I thought I was going to get missed tonight.
Yeah, well, you come close. They give me the countdown already, but even when they give me the countdown, I've got a few more minutes.
Okay.
So what else is going on in your life tonight? I want to hear.
Nothing. I'm just resting up from when I rehabbed the church. That's about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's
okay.
About it. Just pressing in.
Well, always. I know that's true. Well, let's pray for your Father, I thank you for Sylvia. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, for her integrity, Lord, and her, Lord, just her dedication. Lord, she put her hand to the plow, and she has never looked back. Lord, she's not looked back. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, how pleased you are with her. I just sense, Sylvia, how pleased the Lord is with you, and just like him smiling down upon you. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, that as she goes, Lord, the word says as they went, they were healed. Lord, I thank you as she goes that she's being healed. But, Lord, I also thank you that as she goes, I just see in, like, the reward of the Lord, of the treasures of the Lord, like, I see it really like you walking down a path and, like, you take a few steps and you pick up a gold piece and you take a few steps and you pick up another gem, and you take a few steps and something else, you know, like a piece of jewelry. That just like you walk in and picking up things just as you go, and you go, oh, look at that, you know, and you'll pick that up, just, you know, like blessings and treasures and things of the Lord, of God leaving for you, you know. And they can be they can be monetary, they can also be any number of things, you know. So often just in life, you know, I'll see things, and it doesn't matter what it is, you know, whether it's a real bargain, you know, on a piece of clothing or a great parking spot, or whether just any number of things, you know. I'm always saying, oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because God does bless us in so many things that we don't always understand. We don't always recognize that even in the little things, the big things, a lot of times we'll go, oh, thank you, Lord. You know, you get a check in the mail or something like that, you know, or someone gives you something and you go, oh, thank you, Lord. But, you know, even in the little things, that's God too. I mean, that's the Lord blessing us too. And I know I see it all the time, you know, of just things. And that's, I see like in your life, God just blessings, you know, as you're going, as you're walking with the Lord, as you're walking forward in ministry, as you're just being his daughter and loving on him and moving forward of blessings. And then you walk with him and another blessing, and they're just like blessings on both sides of you, you know, all around you, and you seeing these and receiving them because you're picking them up. You know, when you pick them up, you're receiving them, you know, because sometimes we miss blessings because we go, oh, phooey, you know, I didn't catch that. I didn't realize it, you know, or I passed that up, and then later on you're going, man, that would have worked out so good if I'd have done that, you know. But I see you receiving them, you know, and so, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for the blessings and for the treasures and for the love that you put out on Sylvia, Lord, and that as she goes, yes, as she goes, she's being healed in many ways physically, but I even sense, Sylvia, even things that maybe at times have wounded your heart or in the past, or, you know, we can all have memories or things in our life. People have hurt our feelings or things where maybe we thought we were less than in some ways. Sometimes, you know, we'll have things in our own heart where we have condemned ourselves in ways or we've thought less of ourselves than we should have. But I see even emotionally, and certainly when you've been through a lot, when you've been through sickness, because I know this firsthand, when you go through sickness, there's trauma. I mean, there's trauma with it that you endure. A lot of sickness brings on trauma. And so I just see as you go, God healing you even of the trauma that you have gone through, you know, the memories, the pains, the those sorts of things. And those sometimes those can take longer, really, than physical pain can. It's physical things. Is the trauma that we go through in life. But I see as you go, those things being healed too. And I tell you what, that's precious, being healed. You know, once again, I say this from first, and being healed from sometimes the memories and even the cell memory, but the mind memories and things like that of things that we went through, so that becomes very dim, that we learn the lessons of the God. But being healed of those things is precious. So, Lord, I thank you, Father, for pouring out on Sylvia, and, Lord, for the healing that as she goes, as they went, they were healed. As she goes, she's being healed. And, Lord, for the favor that you've given her, Lord, that the connections you're making in her life, Lord, that the path that you have gone before and have prepared things before her in advance, that she is little by little partaking of these and stepping through these doors and approaching the doors and even more things ahead of her, Lord, that she's not yet. When she gets there, it'll be ready, but she's not to those places yet. But, Lord, I just thank you for the goodness of God in her life. And, Lord, I thank you for the dedication that she has for you and the love. And, Lord, that desire to obey you in every way and to pour out your love on others and prayers and healing, Lord. I just thank you, Lord. I thank you for Sylvia. And, Lord, I thank you for her life, Lord, how you have invested in her. And, Lord, I just thank you for blessing her and bringing a completion. Lord, your word says that you are faithful to complete that good work you have begun in us. And so I speak that over Sylvia tonight, that you are completing all these wonderful things that you have begun in her life, that it will come to completion. Lord, that she will walk in victory, and Lord, satisfied in God. So, Lord, I thank you and I praise you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's good. I'll take some of that.
Yeah, that is good.
So was there anything else you wanted to talk about while I got you?
Oh, you got a countdown?
I've got, I don't know, 5 or 6 more minutes.
My daughter, Jasmine, she has an issue female issue. And she took a sonogram, so she's waiting for the test on Monday. And I'm just believing that it is God's report on Monday.
Right.
So I want prayer for her.
Jasmine. Okay. Father, we thank you for Jasmine. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that that she is that your hand is upon her, Lord, that she is being guided by you. And, Father, we thank you in advance for a good report. And, Father, we just speak health and healing over Jasmine, Father. Lord, that by your stripes she was healed. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that, that every lying symptom has to go. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that your blood already made provision for all of her health and for all of her healing. Because, Lord, your word says that you wish above all things that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. So, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that one of the things you wish above all is that we be in health. That we prosper, that we be in health, our soul prospers. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for touching Jasmine. Lord, I thank you for giving Jasmine peace, for giving Sylvia peace. And, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for a good checkup. Lord, a good report. Lord, we thank you for a thorough checkup of everything. But, Lord, we know above all of it that you are our healer and that you are with us. And, Lord, that no weapon formed against us can prosper. But Lord, we thank you in advance for the good report, the report of the Lord. Just as the song says, whose report are you going to believe? Lord, we believe the report of the Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that for peace of God and for no worries, no concerns over any of this. Lord, and that all is well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
That's good. That's good. So, well, thank you, girl, for calling in. I think it.
Thank you. And you have a good holiday.
Oh, you too. You have a good holiday and a good week, and hope you get to enjoy some good foods and some good fellowship, and just have a blessed week.
Yes, you also.
All right. Well, God bless you,
thank
hon.
Thank you.
Thank you for waiting. All right. Good night.
You too. Bye.
All right, I am about out of time, you guys. I got to get off in time that Randy can log on to his program. He has to be logged on. I have to be completely off here in about 4 minutes, 3 to 4 minutes. So I'm going to say thank you and good night. Sorry that I wasn't able to get to everyone tonight. I certainly would like to have. But I just speak a blessing over you guys, over every one of you. May you have a beautiful Thanksgiving and a beautiful week, and just may the love of God just flood your hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.